Supercharging careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
COVID-19's impact on the economy has resulted in pay and hiring freezes, cuts and even retrenchments. But not all is lost. You can still supercharge your career. The government's advised enterprises to use this time to take stock of their business models. It's also provided jobs, salary and skills training support. COVID or no COVID, trends indicate that the business environment has become increasingly unpredictable and is likely to continue to be so. Group business leader at executive search firm People Search, Jamie Lim, thinks this is in fact a great time to not just prepare for growth, but to future-proof yourself, both as an individual and as a business entity.
When the crisis is over, you need to continue to generate activities for your business to just get ready for the time to come. And the thing that we don't want is when the time has arrived that I may not have the workforce that is ready, and then you start hiring. This slows us down for another quarter. We've been slowed down for maybe two quarters, and now another quarter, the whole year is gone.
From a business perspective, retrenchments aren't ideal. Looking for a replacement and onboarding new employees can be pricey. Some companies might be better off putting in interim measures, such as pay freezes. But if they intend to retrench, they should do so with discernment. Surviving and thriving amid unpredictability requires different skills, adaptability, and a willingness to learn. Keep the people who have these qualities. They're the ones who are going to help you recover better and faster and weather storms in the future. While you do this, consider strategic hiring of more competent people to fill your skills gaps. To augment their business, some employers are hiring full-time staff in spite of the downturn. Those who can't afford to do so can consider different terms of employment as opposed to blanket hiring freezes.
There are quite a majority of such employers in the market who are willing to look at experienced hires and offer them project-based work for a period of, say, 6 months or 9 months. They are also open these days to look at 3 days, 4 day work week, shorter time, and be results-driven. It's good that they ride on this. Why? Because it's also cost-effective. Because during this time, you may not need somebody on a 5 day work week, so you're also saving some cost to the employee. It works for them, because they are also gainfully employed.
Jamie's advice to job seekers is to stay encouraged and flexible.
Keep going, because this will be over. They should continue to look at their networks. Who do they know? Who are people who recognize their strength in the past? And reach out to these people proactively and say that, look, I'm in need of a job. If you have a position, would you mind considering me? Good to be flexible. Maybe they could take up some part-time work, like 3 days in a week, and continue to keep that momentum, continue to learn and contribute. Or maybe even contract jobs for 3 months, for 6 months. Until the economy gets better, they can then have an opportunity to get back full time.
To maximize your chances of landing a job, think about what you can offer an employer rather than fixating on what the employer can offer you.
What sort of value can I bring to the table? We need to be able to share that, whether in writing or in an interview, that I'm here to contribute rather than come here and say, I need a job. And therefore, there's a lot of research that needs to be done. What is the pain point of this company and what cure can I bring?
Aside from strategic hiring, this is also an opportunity for skills development. Employers can afford to be more proactive about this beyond government skills support programs.
There must be a lot of subject matter experts within each organization. Curate a program internally, get these subject matter experts to train, or maybe share some experience, take up all case studies. We really need to be creative with learning.
Group business leader at executive search firm People Search, Jamie Lim.
Supercharging careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.